In the headlines, veteran journalist Albert Branford laid to rest. Barbados' latest homicide victim has been identified. Minister warns rising crime signals critical turning point for Barbados, and small businesses across the tourism sector get major boost in the area of marketing. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I am Crystal J. Paul. Veteran journalist Albert Branford was laid to rest this morning at St. Mark's Anglican Church as colleagues, friends, and family gathered to celebrate his life and legacy. Members of the media fraternity, particularly from Nation Publishing, attended alongside staff of the Resilience Credit Union, where Branford served as president. Delivering a tribute, longtime friend and former West Indies cricketer Joel Garner remembered Branford as a man who was strict and forthright, not only in journalism, but in life itself.
He was known throughout Barbados as a writer par excellence, one who towered over journalism here for many decades. As a columnist with the newspaper, before submitting my articles, I would pass them to him for his perusal and editing. On several occasions, he would ask, "I can see what you want to say, but you didn't write that." Sometimes stripping away the weak part and strengthening other areas. Often saying, "What's on your mind?" right from the heart. He was forthright in his opinions and was a true enough friend to respectfully tell you what he honestly believed.
West Indies cricket legend delivering the tribute at the funeral of the late Branford, Albert Branford, this morning. That's West Indies cricket legend Joel Garner. Police have identified the victim of a fatal stabbing in Bushall, St. Michael, last night. He is 50-year-old Timothy Anderson Trotman of Story Gap, Codrington, St. Michael. Police say the incident occurred around 7:15 p.m. along Review Road, where Trotman was reportedly sitting by the roadside when he was approached by several people and an altercation followed. He was stabbed and later pronounced dead at the scene by a medical doctor. Investigations are continuing and police are urging anyone with information to contact police emergency at 211. With violent crime and youth-related incidents on the rise, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, is warning Barbados that it is at a critical crossroads. Ahead of the Christmas and New Year holidays, Dr. Munro-Knight is urging Barbadians to confront growing social breakdown by returning to core values of community, unity, and responsibility, stressing that the festive season must also be a time for serious reflection.
I really hope that we can get back to the Barbados in which we love one another, in which we see value in community. I think right now Barbados is going through a bit of a transition. We talk about our young people and what has happened with that violence within our communities. I really hope that we can see a reversal of that. But that reversal can only come if we do it together. So those values about valuing our elders and our aunties and those within our communities, that's what I want to see. I want to see peace. I want to see love. I want to see unity.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. James South, Pedro Graves, is challenging the depth of government's all-time low unemployment record in Barbados. Graves says across the communities of Wanstead, West Terrace, and Crystal Heights, several residents are voicing concern about not finding adequate employment. Graves was speaking following a cleanup campaign in the Hoyts Village area.
The number one issue is unemployment, and with second quarter statistics suggesting an all-time low of 6.1%, I can tell you that this is not the reality in St. James South, with many persons seeking employment from Crystal Heights to Durance. I think that we really need to provide statistics now of underemployment in this country. Other issues identified while canvassing would have been bad roads, safety concerns, poor lighting, robberies, overgrown lots that are an eyesore or affecting visibility at crucial junctions.
DLP St. James South candidate Pedro Graves in the lunchtime edition. The National Sports Council has strongly condemned the behavior of several young men during the final night of this year's Christmas Wonderland, describing the actions as unacceptable and out of keeping with the family nature of the event. The council says the incident forced organizers to end the event early as a precaution to protect public safety. Despite the disruption, the NSC has thanked members of the public, sponsors, and staff for their overall support and praised security personnel and the Barbados Police Service for their swift response and arrests. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital received its 8th cohort of Chinese doctors who for the next 12 months will be providing specialized medical services for patients. The handover ceremony took place this morning, officially marking a transition in international healthcare cooperation today. Minister and the Ministry of Health, Davidson Ishmael, stressed that the latest cohort will strengthen Barbados's healthcare system.
So this official handover and welcome will further formalize this important chapter of cooperation between the government of China and, of course, the government of Barbados. The team brings together a highly skilled group of professionals, including a neonatal nurse, cardiovascular surgeon, anesthesiologist, cardiologist, joint surgeon, a nuclear medicine physician, ultrasound diagnostic physician, and an acupuncturist.
Meanwhile, QEH's Chief Operations Officer Louise Bob thanked the outgoing Chinese contingent for their support over the past year.
The impact of your service was so tremendously profound that if our cardiovascular, anesthesia, oncology, and a couple other departments had their own way, the team would be going home short of many members. These accolades are due to the seeds of dedication and hard work sown by you, the 7th Chinese medical team. Since our countries first joined hands in this endeavor years ago, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital has been beneficiary of donated medical equipment and consumables. Only in May this year, we received equipment and surgical supplies to the value of over $135,000.
Chief Operations Officer at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Louise Bob. As Barbados move towards the end of 2025, the National Mental Health Commission is reporting progress on major reforms aimed at strengthening mental health care across the island. The commission says it has completed draft legislative notes to guide the development of a new Mental Health Act intended to modernize the system and strengthen the rights and dignity of patients. However, Chairman Dr. Maisha Emmanuel is sending caution to Barbadians not to feel additional stress and pressure during this period of the holidays. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association has strengthened its capacity building efforts with the graduation of the first group from its new marketing and business development course. The 4-week program targeted small accommodation and direct tourism services operators, focusing on branding, digital marketing, and business growth as part of the BHTA's wider training drive. One of the graduates, regional manager of SunTours Caribbean, Barbara Thomas, says the course has already had a positive impact. Meantime, program facilitator Debbie Estwick, a strategic brand consultant and founder of Flourish by Design, praised the graduates for their dedication. Our top stories. Veteran journalist Albert Branford laid to rest. 50-year-old Timothy Anderson Trotman of Story Gap, Codrington, St. Michael, has been identified as Barbados's latest homicide victim. Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Chantal Monroe-Knight, warns rising crime signals critical turning point for Barbados, urges a return to community values. And small businesses across the tourism sector get major boost in the area of marketing from the BHTA. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.